This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camrod RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. We'll check in with you people coming up later in the hour. I'm interested where you people came down today. Sometimes I can guess. Are you people mad at me? Are they mad at Hugh? I don't know.
All of us, actually.
Yeah, well, okay, that's
good.
They
stay mad at us all.
Well, you know how it goes when the Hertz thing comes up. They devolve into fighting with each other.
Yes. Which is always funny to me. Right, we'll get to them coming up in a little bit. And I think the biggest NFL story that's not being talked about, and we'll get to that as well later this hour, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We are still taking qualifiers. If you nail a Hugh Douglas trivia question about his career, you will be qualified for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. September 3rd's our live draft at McGurk's and Morris. We'll pick a qualifier as today's entry by the end of the show today. All right, Hugh, I want to throw something out that I've been thinking about, but I'm not ready to go there yet, even though a year ago I went to this exact spot earlier than where we are right now. So the Phillies are up 6 games in the NL East. That's a pretty sizable amount, right, considering there's only 44-ish games to go. It's pretty big. Last year in early June, I pronounced the division over. I said the Phillies, it's a lock. It's over. The division is over. And although there was a little bit of turbulence, It was right. They never fell out of the lead. They won the division. It was a lock. I'm not yet willing to go there yet. The Phillies are in a huge advantage, and if I had to guess right now, if I had to make a bet, I would better go to win the division. Of course, their odds are probably overwhelming
to
win it.
Come on, Joe.
I'm not ready yet. They still have 7 games to go against them. I'm sorry, everyone. You know, it's funny. You say, come on. Everyone was mad at me when I said last year.
They were.
Even though I said they were going to win the division.
I'm keeping the same energy. I want you to do it.
Are you ready to go there, Kyle?
Yeah, it's over. The Mets are a dead team walking right now, dude.
That's true. It feels like that.
I think like the Phillies and Mets thing last year, at least, you could see them going in two different directions, like ships passing in the night. The Phillies were stagnant, .500, nearly the same team as they were the beginning of the year. And the Mets were getting hot, you know, as much as we wanted to ignore it. But Grimace threw out that first pitch, and Hawk too, and things just took off from there.
I forgot about her.
Feels like the opposite's happening this year.
It does.
Like the Phillies does are finding the groove, really starting to play their best baseball, and the Mets look horrible. I mean, they look lifeless.
They do. They've been terrible. I think for me, the hang-up, they still have 7 games left against each other. And
are they going to win all 7?
No. Okay. But over the last 2 years, the Mets have had the Phillies' number. Let's just be real about it. I mean, they haven't played in a while, but they've had their number. I think their next series against them is 2 weeks from right now. I believe it's like the 25th, whatever, of August. That's, to me, when the Phillies could end this division. If they could beat the Mets up when they play them, I mean, then you know, who knows? They could be up 8, 9, 7, and there's only 4 against each other left on the schedule.
That makes sense.
Are you ready to go there yet? Is the division over?
No. No, you know how I roll. Oh. They're playing well, though. I will say this. The resiliency is showing from, you know, the sampling size that we've gotten, and I think it's at the right time.
The crazy part is how quickly these division numbers have flipped so fast. Like quickly. 2 months ago, the Phillies were back 4.5. That means they have picked up 10.5 on the Mets in 2 months. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go the other way, but it's just crazy. These two teams, the swings are wild. Like, the Phillies were 5 back 2 months ago, and now they're 6 up.
The Phillies have a fight in them now. I mean, how many games in a row have they been down and then came back to win?
It feels like a lot. And now, it feels like every game.
And the Mets are doing the reverse. They're up in every game and blowing them. They're finding ways to lose games. By the way, the Mets have 19 straight games against teams above 500 in September.
It's a big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah, and the Mets starting pitching is not great. Yeah, well, I think it's also starting to reverberate where they only go 5 innings, so now the bullpen is more taxed than it should be at this point
and
of the year.
Helsley hasn't been that great of an addition for them. Their bullpen's not that good.
Yeah, they're very good right now. I mean, that's why they've lost 7 in a row. They got swept out of Milwaukee. Look, the Phillies are in a big advantage. When I'm ready to say it, I'll say it. I'm not ready yet to say the division is totally locked up. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Andy in Deptford has an Eagles concern here, and he wants to take a Hugh Douglas, a shot at Hugh Douglas trivia. What's up, Andy?
Fellas, we live, we hot.
Yo, what's up, Andy?
Yo, what's up, man?
Quick question for you, my guy. Right? Who would you classify as a bigger hype man? You got Gilly the Kid, the Eagles hype man, right? Or you got Gilly the Spike, Jack Fritz's hype man, us hype man. Who's the bigger hype man?
If you said Gilly the Spike.
You got Spike, Gilly the Kid, Spike Gilly, or Gilly the Kid with the Eagles. Who's the bigger
You're saying
hype
Spike
man?
Is Jack's hype man for the,
okay.
the competition against Jack, against the camera.
Yeah, so I would say Gilly. I would say Gilly. Because Gilly started
Spike
a whole.
Or Gilly the Kid.
No, Gilly the Kid.
All right, okay.
No, because Gilly the Kid started a whole movement, man, with the blow the whistle and all the other stuff. Yeah, he got people going.
All right, I feel you on that one. All right, second question for you, Hugh, right? Once Jack Fritz loses best out of 5 in the athletic competition to Joe DeCameron, is he ever going to be able to show his face in this town or continue on these airwaves as a sports broadcaster when he loses to a guy that doesn't have an ounce of athleticism in his body?
Yes. Jack is a team player. He will be fine. He will do his job.
I don't know about that.
To the best of his ability.
I don't know
ability.
About that one, Hill.
Well, here's what I would say.
Team player right now.
Here's what I would say. Jack will still be able to work for a long time here. But I do think, Andy, him referencing his athletic career is going to hit a little different if he can't beat Joe.
I mean, we talk about a guy that quit in college. So, but let's get to my Eagles point, right? I don't want to waste it on non-athletic guys, right? as far as with the Eagles go, right? We look at with Landon going down, big blow to our O-line, best O-line in the game, right? I mean, I don't really think our depth that strong. You know, we're going to go in the season with 2 new starting guards for that O-line. And then, I mean, you look around defensively, we already got question marks all across the board in the secondary with the corners and the safeties. I mean, what happens if one of those guys goes down? Then we got what, Eli Ricks and the unknowns in there? I don't know, man. That kind of concerns me with a team with such high aspirations, you know, with the precedent kind of set with what we expect. That kind of worries me.
I agree. And Andy, Sunday when the Dickerson thing happened and then we were waiting for the news yesterday, it did make me think about how fortunate they were injury-wise last year. Like, they were deep, but they also were pretty fortunate. I mean, we didn't lose anyone significant for a huge amount of time, right? We had September, AJ was down for 3 weeks, and they lost Lane for a game and Devontae. But for the most part, like, their 10 or 12 best players didn't get hurt.
Yeah, and those are the things that when you talk about going for another run, that could derail a run really quick. You know, if Landon got hurt worse than he got hurt, then we would be having a whole different conversation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I mean, like, who's our depth at tackle behind Melada and Lane? Like, who's our backup?
Well, you know what it is? I mean, most of the guys are interchangeable. And the thing that you kind of rely on the fact that those guys, Lane and Malata, they've been pretty durable. Now, Lane has been hurt, but Lane has been able to power through. I think Malata's been hurt a few times, too, but they've been able to power through. So that's the thing that you kind of count on, that your offensive linemen are Iron Men.
Yeah, Kendall Lamb and Darius Kennard are the names. Those are the backup tackles, Lamb and Kennard.
Exactly. Guys we never heard of. I mean, but you look at your era, right? You lose Jamal Jackson. I'm sorry, you lose Mayberry at center, right? Honeybun comes in there. Hank Fraley, right? You lose Hank Fraley. Jamal Jackson comes in there. I mean, guys that was already on the roster that, you know, kind of already had some roles and significant playing time where you didn't miss a beat.
You know, Andy, I think we're starting to feel a little bit in the last few years that they've really spent almost all the first – four round picks on young defensive players. Like, they used to cycle in like a young offensive lineman they could develop, and they don't really have, like, at one point Juergens and Steen were backups, right? They were second round pick, third round pick, they were both backups. Now they're both starters. There's really no, they really haven't drafted an offensive lineman in the first four rounds in a while that's just a backup. Like, they've really spent a lot of those picks on defense. I think we're starting to feel that with the depth. All right, Andy, you ready for your trivia question about Hugh?
Yeah, we ain't got that Todd Harris on the squad. Yeah, I'm ready for this huge trivia question.
All right.
Let's get into the real fantasy league.
You know your Eagles here, so I think you're going to get this one. Here we go. All right, when Hugh retired, he was third on the Eagles' all-time sack list. He now ranks sixth. Name two of the three guys that surpassed him since he retired.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm going to slam dunk this. I'll name them all. How about Reggie White, Trent Cole, Clyde Simmons, who am I missing? Fletcher Cox. Is that it?
Well, you got two of the three that surpassed him since he went. So you got the answer correct. The last one is BG. BG's on there, too.
Oh, and BG.
And BG.
I can't forget.
You got it.
BG.
All right, Andy. You're in.
And,
you're a qualifier.
Quickly. Kelsey never belongs on the top four Eagles because he's a center, and a center doesn't determine the outcome of a game, period.
Well, all right. So you could. All right. We're not going to get Kelsey argument. What position? what position? I mean, other than quarterback, what position absolutely affects
out?
Right. Yeah, like, they're all cogs in the wheel.
That's
right.
Poor,
like,
poor logic.
We used to say this about running back, didn't we? Wasn't that the whole thing about running back? And then we watched Saquon. I mean,
I didn't used to say that about running.
Well, okay. As a general rule, football fans have said for 20 years. Mm-hmm. The running back only affects so much. Well, okay. I told you so. Quinn moment here. The bottom line is there's 53 guys on the roster. Other than the quarterback, you could make a case none of them affect wins and losses that much. Right, Hugh? I mean, like, they're all cogs in a very big wheel.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, Lane Johnson. Some's a little bit more impactful than others. I guess the thing that he probably should have said was he's not as impactful as other players potentially are, but even
probably
that, you know, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, couldn't I also say the same thing about a safety?
No.
Well,
Bob Sanders changed the way that defense
sure,
played.
But safeties don't get paid in the NFL.
Well, no, they don't. But there's certain, like he's an impactful player.
I know, and so Doc. Like I was trying to make the case. Like another
player. I know what you meant.
Like there's another all-time Eagle who plays a position that is not typically looked at as a one you pay or one that affects the wins and losses. Yet he was obvious. He did that obviously.
Here's what I probably would have said. Like I probably won't even say that. But he's a good player. How about that?
He's more than good. He's a Hall of Famer.
Good self edit.
Well, yeah, because I feel like fighting a battle where when I say it, people are not really.
You've said enough today, to be honest with you.
No, I'm saying I'll be dropping knowledge on this thing.
Well, you called the fans idiots. Reagan. Said Howie
and they are, and I love them. And I said, but I said with all due respect,
you said
so they
Howie's
can't
a
get
system
mad.
GM, fans are idiots.
Well,
I
said that Howie.
The Howie thing has really got. No, that really is the trigger moment for all of us.
No, for me especially. That's Hugh's take.
No, because that is not.
It's
that absurd. Is not. Because it's the truth.
It's
Howie
not.
Has injected himself into the fabric of this city because he didn't want to go back in the closet. And he's done a hell of a job.
What does that mean? Like
that means that Howie refuses to go back in the closet.
That's a credit to Howie.
That okay, Kyle.
Well,
again,
but
I keep saying it, but you don't get it.
Right, but if I say Patrick Mahomes injected himself into the top five quarterback,
it's not
conversation,
the same thing because
it
you
is
don't.
The same thing.
No, it's not, Kyle. Howie, when Chip Kelly got here, correct? Chip Kelly relegated Howie to the back.
That's Chip Kelly's stupid ass fault.
So much so that when Howie got out of the shadows,
yes.
He made himself so relevant that you couldn't put him back in.
That's
by
a
performing
to him,
right? But it. So I
like
guess
how did he do that?
How
by
how
winning?
Has
by building
the
great
team
football
is
teams.
Howie is the cog in the wheel. Howie's the cog in the wheel, dog. This ain't all Howie's doing. This is team
it is.
Of people.
So he's responsible for every player.
No, because
here.
that's the narrative that's been spun
no,
for you
no,
to
that's
believe.
That's the truth.
It's
a narrative.
Okay.
Who's responsible for all the players?
Okay, who told you they were responsible for all the players?
But that's
what
his job.
What does he mean? Then who's
but how, okay. do, but see, how do the
see,
players
now,
get here?
Like you okay. We don't. Who's really responsible
no, I'm,
for all
I'm
the players?
Just saying, no, I'm trying. Like because you're not hearing what I'm saying.
I just it does,
how
it
do
make
the
sense
players?
I said
here?
You know what? Like I said, when I was walking up to the stadium the other day, I was like, wow, it's ironic how Howie's name is mentioned in the same breath as the players because that's what Howie wants.
No,
Howie likes
no,
that.
No, because
Howie has put himself in position.
Okay.
That's fine.
Being great.
Because who told you he was great?
I know
Howie.
He's great. I have a
what
brain and eyes.
Hey, when Howie sat there and said, well, hell, I brought you the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
When he said
he
it
did.
First, okay. See, y'all, see, again.
Okay, I think I understand your point.
I'm saying it as plain as possible, and you still don't get it, so let's just agree to disagree.
I think I understand your point, but I think we're missing something. So you're right. He puts himself out. Yesterday you asked a question, and now I understand it was rhetorically. You were asking me who's the Rams GM rhetorically. Because I think your point was we don't know the names of most GMs. We know Howie's, right? That's yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. Howie puts himself out there. He goes on TV. He goes on Florio. He goes on Part of My Take. He's more visible than most GMs. And I think there maybe is some survival instinct that he wants to make sure that's fine. But if he was going 7-10, he'd be fired
no,
and no one would care.
You're
so the
right.
Performance is the most important thing.
No, you're right. But that's the point that I was making, is that he put himself in the forefront.
Yeah.
So that can never happen again. He's endeared himself to these athletes so that will never happen again.
But I think
– So that's why he gets all the credit.
But we're also saying – but he wouldn't get – they wouldn't invite him on their show if he was Joe Schmo. He's Howie Roseman.
Because Howie has put himself in that position.
By winning.
You ever heard of the term fake it till you make it?
But he's made it.
Okay.
He made it twice.
I didn't.
So I think you can fake it till you make it, but at some point you have to perform. He's been in three Super Bowls. Like that's the part I'm missing.
And he hasn't. No, you're not missing anything, Joe. He hasn't done it. The point that I was making is that he has not done that by himself. And if Howie Roseman moved on from the Philadelphia Eagles, the Eagles are going to be okay.
Okay, they
yeah,
wouldn't
just,
be great
yeah,
anymore.
They're going to
be
good.
They're going to be they will be just as good because somebody else is. Where do you think Howie came from? how he came from internally from this program,
correct?
But
what does that matter? Tom Brady came from being a six-round pick and was at Michigan, but then he injected himself, as you want
to
say.
Let's agree to disagree because I am having a conversation on a higher level that you just can't comprehend. That's just what it is.
It's just not true.
I am having a conversation on a higher level that you just can't comprehend
It just doesn't make any sense.
It makes all the sense to the people that get it. It does.
No, nobody
gets
it.
How many times have you seen Brett Veach out there front and center at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win?
I don't pay attention to what the Chiefs general manager is doing.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you, because
Andy's the face.
How he has put himself out there like that. That's all I'm saying.
He's held in such high regard is what I think you're missing. He's held in high regard because of what he's done, what he's accomplished.
Okay.
He built this.
Okay.
Twice.
I, you're right in that there's a lot of people here. There's area scouts. There's assistant GM. There's analytics people. But he hires all of them, right? So I don't know where else we would give the credit. To me, they're cogs in the wheel because they've lost a lot of assistant GMs. I mean, go around the NFL. There's almost every front office, Andrew Berry in Cleveland, Cunningham in Chicago. They're all former Eagles people. So he loses all of them, and they keep winning. Joe Douglas, who had to come back here because he failed with the Jets, to me, they're the cogs in the wheel,
because
he's the son.
Because it's the way that the organization is ran from top to bottom.
But he runs it. That's But who else runs it?
Okay. I mean, listen. Like I said, I'm vibrating on a higher level right now that y'all just can't
But I want to understand.
Let's just agree to disagree.
But who runs everything here, football-wise?
we could just agree to disagree.
But isn't it him? And maybe I want to be educated if I'm missing it.
I'm trying to tell you, but you don't hear. But so let's just agree to disagree, because this is one that I try to explain it to you in the best way that I possibly can. Both of y'all, and y'all just don't get it.
Well, I just struggle
so
to.
That's fine.
I just don't know who would agree, because
people that understand exactly what I'm saying.
Like who?
Everybody else besides you and Joe.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, because I'm saying I said it in a way that I thought you would understand.
I said
it's ironic that he has thrown himself into the conversation. Now we all think that nothing can move without Howie Roseman, and I don't believe that that's the case.
I think you would find that you're in a very low minority thinking that.
Okay, well, that's fine, because
Like I said,
I'm vibrating on a different level.
I also think it's a little dangerous to think that way in NFL history.
It's really not.
Well, the Patriots have fallen apart since Belichick.
Because the owner out there doing what he's doing in Miami or wherever
they
was
fell
in
apart without Tom Brady. They fell. What have the 49ers been since Montana and Walsh left? They won one.
They've been relevant.
They've won one in 30 years.
Yeah, but they've been relevant.
I think we found the difference. You're right. The Eagles are a good organization. Jeffrey Lurie's smart, and he cares. They'd hire other people. Can the Eagles stay relevant without Howie? Of course. I mean, there's infrastructure. You're right. They put systems in place. They'll hire someone else. I don't think they'd be as good. The Niners have been relevant. The Niners went from a dynasty, though, to winning one in 30 years. That's the big difference.
Okay. That's fine.
I mean, if your point is they'd be okay, they're not going to become a two-win team like the Jaguars, I agree with you. I don't know if that'll ever happen here again. I mean, I think Jeff Lurie has figured out – I think together they figured out a system.
It's the formula.
Right. But
it's the form. And every team – see, this is the thing with every NFL team. You have to find the formula that keeps you relevant, and then you get the pieces and you hope for the best.
To me, I think he's always ahead of the curve, and I don't know if the next person will be. Contract-wise.
Okay, that's a fair – if that's how you want to see it, that's a fair assessment. But what I'm saying is this. You go into – when you build your organization from top to bottom, this is a first-class organization. I've been to a few of them, and I can tell you that, and I can say that with a straight face, and everybody else that has been here says that with a straight face. But what I'm saying is Howie has put himself in a position – by his past, that now he is woven himself into the fabric of it so that you think exactly the way that you're thinking. But it's just not Howie by himself. Now, he's an integral part of that. No question about that. I never argued that he wasn't. But he's not the end-all to be-all. And he's not. And that's a fact.
So your point is there is no end-all and be-all.
It's not. Not the way that this organization from top to bottom is first class. I mean, it just is. And the only way that you can see it any different, Joe, is if no disrespect to anybody, if you've been somewhere else, anybody that you talk to in the NFL will tell you from top to bottom that this is a first-class organization. That's just not how we – that's everything. Yeah. That's the scouting department. That's the pro scouting department. The people that they've amassed, they put in position. Howie gets the last word, and Howie's the one that's out there.
Yep.
But Howie listened to everybody else that's around him. He faked it till he made. You ever hear the story that his friend told about when Howie got this job? He lied about on his resume. He lied about the qualifications that he actually had.
You know what I see in that? He wanted it more than anybody.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. And when Howie went into the closet, when Howie got relegated to the closet, Howie said, "I'll be damned if I let the next guy do me like that.
100%,
I'm going to put myself in position where that'll never happen to me again." That's the genius of Howie Roseman.
Yeah, it's a credit to him.
It did help going to 3 Super Bowls since then.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the genius of Howie Roseman. He hit the right chords. But you would never put him back in the closet again. He's that guy that you, when you look at him, you say, "Well, hell, that'll never be me." Chip Kelly, it'll never be another coach coming here and have the kind of power.
Oh, I agree with that.
That Chip Kelly had.
Well, I mean, I think there's no coincidence that since Chip, they've hired Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni.
Exactly.
And guess what? The next one, and we're all happy with Nick, but it's the NFL. He probably won't be here 10 years from now.
Howie controls the narrative.
Well, the next one will be like that. It'll be an unknown.
That's what I'm saying. Howie controls the narrative.
I've thought for a while the Eagles under Howie run it more like a baseball team with the GM is in charge, and the manager just pushes buttons. It's not a knock on Nick. I just think it's the way they want to do things here. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll pick an entrant into the league. We have a spot to give away today for the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We have some qualifiers. You could jump in now and be a qualifier as well. Plus, there's a situation in the NFL, and it affects the Eagles. And I just think it's not being talked about enough. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.